Now, the goal of all of this, of course, is to experience the freedom of the Buddha's awakening, to make the Buddha's awakening present in your own experience, not just as an intellectual trick, but as something that you feel in your own experience. And on this point, all Buddhist philosophers agreed, but they did not always agree on the best way to approach the concept of emptiness. And out of the differences that they felt in relation to the concept of emptiness, developed two major schools of Buddhist philosophy. It's these schools that we really want to focus on in our discussion of this tradition. The first major school of Mahayana philosophy is known as the Madhyamaka, or the Middle Way School. The Madhyamaka school emerged in India in the 2nd or 3rd century of the Common Era in the works of the philosopher Nagarjuna. It was developed for almost 1,000 years in India, then it was transmitted to Tibet and became the dominant tradition of Tibetan philosophy. So Madhyamaka is the goal of that kind of philosophical practice that I was just, in my own very clumsy way, trying to demonstrate to you. Nagarjuna adhered very closely to the understanding of emptiness that I outlined in the last lecture. So last time we were talking about emptiness in a way that Nagarjuna himself would have understood and found quite familiar. Nagarjuna said, "When the Buddhas teach the Dharma, they make use of two truths, ordinary relative truth and ultimate truth." This is the doctrine of two truths that I mentioned last time. Nagarjuna says, "Anyone who does not know the distinction between these two truths does not know the profound point of the Buddha's teaching. From the point of view of ultimate truth, all things are empty of identity." This is the point we discussed last time. "But from the relative or the conventional point of view," and the words relative and conventional are both used to talk about this second of the two truths, "from the relative or the conventional point of view, the categories of ordinary life have to be accepted as valid." You've got to accept them and you have to work with them. Nagarjuna distilled this point into a simple formula. "It's impossible to teach ultimate truth without relying on conventional truth. And without understanding the ultimate, it's impossible to attain nirvana." I almost think I ought to find some way to debate this with you, but it's not easy to do in the setting that we're presently in. Now, the key point of controversy for Nagarjuna's commentators, for the people who came after Nagarjuna and had to explain him and begin to work with his basic ideas, key point of controversy had to do with the meaning of the word rely. What does it mean, they asked, to rely on conventional truth when you make some kind of statement about ultimate truth? It was a basic split in the Madhyamaka tradition on this rather technical point. One group of followers, who were known as the Swatantrikas, thought that they had to accept that things were established or proven in a conventional sense before they could argue against them in an ultimate sense. This position came from their belief that philosophers had to start from established premises before they could refute the positions of their opponents. And this position is actually embodied and expressed in the name of this group. The word Swatantrika comes from a Sanskrit word swatantra that means independent. And the Swatantrikas were people who felt that Madhyamakas, the followers of Nagarjuna, had to make independent arguments in order to respond to the positions of their opponents. And in order to make an independent argument, you had to state a premise that you felt was valid, and then you had to use that premise to argue to a conclusion. So they felt that conventional reality had to be established. It had to be proven at the start of an argument in order to move forward in the debating process to convince their opponents of a position that they wanted the opponent eventually to adopt. That's the position of the Swatantrikas. It had a lot of influence in India and also in Tibet, but it wasn't the one that eventually won the day, at least from the Tibetan point of view.